This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a possible gunshot victim at a residence in the 300 block of Union Street in Eureka yesterday evening at just before 6 o'clock. Deputies contacted a man who was injured and appeared to have suffered a gunshot wound, but it's unclear if it was self-inflicted or if he was shot by someone else. The man was taken to the hospital for treatment, and a search warrant was obtained for the residence. No further details related to the shooting or the search warrant have been released. Special service deputies from the Sheriff's Office, along with Willow Creek Fire and CHP officers, responded to a report of a possible drowning on the Trinity River near Camp Kipmute yesterday afternoon. A report came in that three teenage girls were calling for help as they floated down the river on tubes. Further emergency assets were requested to respond, but before they could get rolling, the girls were located on a river bar by a Good Samaritan, who took them to safety. All three girls were unharmed. 35-year-old Reading man Jared Waddell was identified by the coroner as the victim in a single-vehicle fatal collision early Saturday morning at the G Street off-ramp in Eureka. Waddell lost control of his truck and it left the roadway and collided with a tree. He suffered fatal injuries and a passenger was hurt as well. Impairment is considered a factor in the incident. Waddell's death was the 16th traffic-related fatality in the county this year. Elsewhere, Pacific Gas and Electric has begun daily aerial fire detection patrols across its entire service area, which in turn will help local agencies respond to fires. Those patrols would have come in handy yesterday near Matole Road when a small wildland fire was ignited near Cuneo Creek. The fire burned through a power line before hand crews and air assets reached the scene of the small blaze, which was quickly contained and extinguished. A second small wildfire was spotted near Garberville at just after 3 o'clock, and once again, ground and air units responded and extinguished the blaze before it could grow. The PG&E patrols will continue through October. State Treasurer John Chang has made available $20 million that can be accessed by community health clinics that operate in rural and underserved areas of the state. The revenue was generated from the principal and interest generated over the past 20 years through the Treasurer's Help to Loan program. The grant funding for clinics such as Planned Parenthood is aimed at offsetting any health care cuts made at the federal level. Jordan Christmas has news from Eureka Police.
The Eureka Police Department will host an active shooter training class today to provide information to the public about what you should do and shouldn't do in the event that you are caught in an active shooter scenario. The presentation is aimed at college-bound high school and middle school students, along with teachers, aides, and administrators. The program will highlight the concept of run, hide, fight, and the event will be led by EPD Captain Brian Stevens and Senior Dispatcher Katie Hall. The event takes place at 6 tonight at the Sequoia Conference Center in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The fire that ripped through a series of businesses in downtown Eureka yesterday highlighted one of the dangers firefighters face when they are called to a fire scene in Eureka: old construction and the immediate danger of fire spreading from one structure to another. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Bill Gillespie spoke about that danger on Talk Shop and used the old ice storage facility on the waterfront that burned twice this year as an example. Gillespie said that attacking the primary blaze is key, but preventing the spread is just as important.
The buildings across the street from it, all wooden, were a big worry. And even during the operation down there to get the fire building under control, we put a crew across the street on 2nd Street checking buildings. You know, it's just like years ago when number 1 F Street burned, there were cinders coming down on the gazebo 2 blocks away.
Eureka is a city built with wood, and that presents challenges to firefighters to keep a blaze contained because the spread can quickly involve multiple buildings.
You know, we try and look at the buildings, we refer to them as exposures, the buildings that are around a building that's on fire or that's exploded or has an issue, and we'll try and keep an eye to what's around it too, because if we do lose the fire building, we want to try and keep from losing those that are around.
You can listen to Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Bill Gillespie talk fire and talk shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.